slow and get going from the beginning over here, and we'll see how far we get. Okay, Gabe Braverman? Super duper. Okay, so I'm going to start from the beginning of the Gemara once again. So the Gemara on top, on Daf Mem Aleph Med Beis, says that we learn, Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha learns Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso, and he learns it out from a Pasuk. And the Pasuk tells us, Vishachas tu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael. Now the Gemara picks up on the bottom. Hani k'rav Yeshu ben kol k'el Rav Yonasan demapik ila hai krol adrasha achwina menolon. The Tanya Rav Yonasan omen minayin shkol Yisrael kulon yaitzim bepesach echot. Shinemar vishachas tu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael. Bein arbaim v'chi kol kakol kulam shekatin. V'lo enu shogar elo echot el mikan shekol Yisrael yaitzim bepesach echot. So according to Rav Yonasan, shlichus Bekodshim Minale. So I like charts. I like charts. And one of the ways that I think you learn Gemara better is when you take a long, you know, kind of half a page of Gemara and you can picture it and make it in a chart, that's going to help us out a lot. So I have here Rav Yeshua ben Karcha and Rav Yonasan, and we have a pasuk b'shachatu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael. What does Rav Yeshua ben Karcha learn from that pasuk?
Which
pasuk? B'shachatu oso Kol Kal Yisrael. That's where Rabbi Yeshua Karcha learns Shlichus Bekodesh. So that's Rabbi Yeshua Karcha. And what does Rav Yonasan learn from that pasuk? He learns that Yotzin BePesach Echad. All of Kal Yisrael can be Yotze with a single carbon paste. Which means, does Rav Yonasan have a source for shlichus?
Not right now.
What does he have a source for?
Source.
He has a source for what we call shutfus. What we're calling shutfus, but he does not have a source for shlichus. The Gemara suggests maybe this itself is the source of shlichus. The Gemara says no, it can't be a source of shlichus because, as we just said, kamine. So the Gemara says v'dilma shani hasan de islay shutfus begabe. So Ella mehacha. So now we're going to bring up a new pasuk. V'yikhulahem ish se lebeis avos se labayis. So now we have, every family has to go ahead and bring, for every bayis you need a se. So you're going to have a group karbon, a lot of people involved in the karbon, and that's the pasuk. So we have v'yikhu, what's the pasuk say? V'yikhulahem ish.
It should say v'yikhulahem. I can't write so good.
V'yikhulahem ish. So that pasuk, what do we learn from that pasuk? So the Gemara suggests maybe we learn shlichus over there. But Dilma Hasanami just say shutfus over there. There's also shutfus. Maybe that doesn't advance us at all. So the Gemara answers im kain shre kra lomali im eina inyan lehecha de shayach taneu inyan lehecha de lo shayach. So the Gemara suggests that we can learn out shlichus by kachim from one of these two psukim. In other words, one pasuk is telling us shutfus. That's this pasuk. The other pasuk, v'yikhulahem ish, according to Rabbi Yonasan, is going to teach us shlichus pikachim based on the move called in eino inyan. In eino inyan, meaning there's an extra pasuk here. If it's not going to be relevant for this, we'll use it for that. So the extra pasuk is freed up, and that is what Rabbi Yonasan learns out from Vayikhu. So far so good?
Great.
So far so good. Good. Good, good. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. Hai meboyele lekede Rab Yitzchak. De Am Rab Yitzchak, ish zoche, velo hakotan zoche. So who's the Gemara asking that one? We're saying this pasuk by Yichulahem Ish can't be used for Shlichus Bekodshim. It's rather teaching us that in order to go ahead and be a what? Explain to me this. Explain to the line of the Gemara. Just pshat. What's the Gemara saying?
The only Ish person, the actual man, can be in charge of the 4 months for the whole period.
Okay, correct. Noi, excellent. Is that when if I'm going to go ahead and, as you say, be in charge of the carbon for the group. So what's that pasuk tell me? It's not telling me halacha of shlichus, it's telling me halacha of ish zoche v'lo katan. It has to be an adult. So indeed, that's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is going to learn over here. Ish Zoche Velo Katan, and maybe I'll say a word about that in a moment.
Why would you
think that it doesn't have God? Good, Ezra Luber, relax. You're too relaxed, actually. Good. So we'll come to that in a second. So the Gemara says, no, that aspect of that din, I have another pasuk. Hahu meish lefi achlo nafka. So now we have a third pasuk, ish lefi achlo. So where does Rav Yonah's son learn this halacha of ish zocha v'lo katan zocha? He's learning it from the third pasuk, ish zocha v'lo katan. So he gets that from over here. And what are we left with? So now what does Rav Yoshua ben Karcha do with this pasuk? So the Gemara answers, the Gemara says, Vakati Meboile, we need that pasuk. The Sheikhatin is a pesach al hayochid. And Savarlo, Commander Omar, in Sheikhatin is a pesach al hayochid. So Rav Yoshua ben Karcha needs this pasuk for Sheikhatin al hayochid. And what does Rav Yonas have to say about that? Ein Shochatin al Hayach. So now, with all of that being said and done, with this whole situation, what is the Machlekes, Rav Yochanan ben Broka and Rav Yonas? What are they, where is their point of departure? Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sorry, did I say Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, sorry. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, the Rivak. And Rabbi Yonasan. What is their machlokas? What are they arguing about? Don't tell me, like, oh, he learns it from here, he learns it from here. I'm not interested in the psuk machlokas, I'm not interested in the halachic machlokas. Does everyone agree this sukkah's bekutchen? At the end of the day? Yes, he learns it from here, he learns it from here. Does everyone agree that ish zoicha velo katan? Yes, he learns it from here, he learns it from here. One sec, before you get to that, that's not on the page over here just yet. So, machlokas number one is going to be in which din? Yoytzim bePesach Echad. According to Rav, everyone can be Yotze with?
One.
With one. So this is one area of machlokes. Everyone can be able to with one. Does right? The Rivak have that anywhere?
No.
No. What's the second area of machlokes? Is whether shochatin al hayochid. So according to Rav Yochanan, ain shochatin al hayochid. Ain shochatin al hayochid. So is there any? I'm just talking out loud. I'm just learning with you, Binyamin Werner, Chaburista. Is there any, perhaps, so Sheikhatin, he says you can be Sheikhat ala Yachid. He says you cannot be Sheikhat ala Yachid. And he says, though, everyone can be Yotze with
one
carbon. And he says not everyone can be Yotze with one carbon. You need multiples. Is there any, perhaps, theme that you can connect Rav Yoshua ben Karcha and Rav Yonasan.
Yeah! I would say it's like either group versus singular and everything, like you could have one for everything. It's like everyone's one group, and like, but if you hold that you need specific groups, then you would say that you need more, it's like a singular thing, they just do in a group setting.
Okay, you're correct, Ezra Luber, but I'd like you to talk more like a London than a high school kid. Yeah!
Is it a mitzvah on the father?
Okay.
That's
now stop! Stop! Okay, in other words, what does this suggest? Ein shochatin al hayach. If I have my own animal, I haven't brought a carbon Pesach, I want to bring a carbon Pesach. Can I bring my own carbon Pesach? Says Rav Yochanan. What Rav Yonasan? Can I?
No.
No. I cannot. Why? Okay, it's a pasuk. I get it. There's a pasuk. But why not? What's the problem? You remember what I said? Oh, well, that's the real word I'm looking for.
Tzibur.
There must be a tzibur quality to carbon Pesach. It must be, as Ezra Luber put it, a group carbon. It's not a carbon yachid. It's not a pure carbon yachid. Yes, maybe. You want to go gavre cheftza yudu wilds? I'll go gavre cheftza. Maybe. I have a chovas yachid. I have a personalized chova that's on me individually to bring a carbon pesach. But the carbon pesach b'cheftza has to be a group carbon. So do I have a personal carbon yachid obligation carbon pesach? Yes, I do. But the carbon itself has to be a quasi-carbon sibur, and therefore it cannot ein shochatin al ha yachid. And perhaps the flip side of ein shochatin al ha yachid is that not only is ein shochatin al ha yachid, but you can even have one animal for gan's klal yisrael, because that is a reflection of the carbon sibur quality of the cheftza of the carbon base. I have a chovas yachid, the gavra, to bring my own carbon, but it has to manifest itself in a public, in a group type of carbon. That's Rav Yosef. According to Rav Yosef ben Karcha, so what does he maintain? Shochatin ala yachid. Shochatin ala yachid, and in fact, is it better or worse to have a proliferation of behemos? It's better. Why? Because fundamentally, what is the essence of carbon pesach? It's a carbon yachid. And as a carbon yachid, yes, individuals can bring the carbon, and is the more the merrier. We don't want everyone latching on to a single carbon. Now, did you have that in Seder?
We did.
I didn't. And what gave it to me is when I charted it out. By putting this chart together, that's kind of being able to see it as a picture, not as a prose, but as a picture, that kind of elucidated and illuminated this idea for, which I think is a authentic and good idea. Okay, let's get into Tysus. May we? Can we? Now, I want to just, I'm not going to get complicated. I'm going to keep it nice and simple over here. But I do want to point, if I were to ask you, I put on your marmakomos a Mishnah, which two Mishnahs. Let's see these two Mishnahs for a second. And I want to just highlight a couple of small little points, but worthy of note. Take a look at source number 4. So the Mishnah says, it might sound familiar to you. No, source, what? Source number?
3A.
It's
3.
What?
3A.
Oh, I'm losing the wrong comas. That's not going to be good.
There's only one thing.
1 second. What is going on over here? I don't have to. I'm losing 24. Thank you so much, Noy. You're the best. 3A. Three. 3A. No, that's not what I want. I want 6. 6. Okay, 6 is a Mishnah in Maseches Psachim. You know, I went to Rebar on Friday, last Friday.
Rebar?
Oh my gosh. I don't want to get into a Rebar discussion. But I go to Rebar on Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, as I do every Friday with the wife. She makes me go. And anyway, I'm going, I'm ready to pay. And this lady, who's in the line ahead of us, she goes to her watch and just puts her watch down, and all of a sudden she paid like it's like a crazy zach over here, paying with your watch. It's a crazy zach. Anyway, just pay with her watch. Wild. I wish I could pay with my watch. It didn't work. I tried. It didn't go. Anyway, you see, like, it's amazing. Like, it's free money. Just pay with your watch. Yes, I assume it's not free. Anyway, weiter. So look at the Mishnah in Psachim Dav Tzariches Amud Beis. What daf is it? Tzariches Amud Beis. In English, that is 98b. So the Mishnah 98b says like this. It should sound familiar. Chabura she'avad pischa. Okay. You have a chabur that lost the carbon pesach. But amal echad say. Ubikes find it, v'shachot aleinu, v'alo matzah v'shachah, v'hem lachu v'shachtu, im shalo nishcha rishon, hu ochu mishalo, v'hem ochu imo, mishalo, v'im shalo hem nishcha rishon, hem ochu mishalo, hem ochu mishalo. Good? Does that Mishnah sound familiar to you?
Yeah.
Who invokes that Mishnah? Who invokes that Mishnah? That's the Gemara we had on the top of Mem Aleph and the Beis that teaches us, that's a source for for shlichus when it comes to carbon pesa. Because after all, I found the animal, I shechted it. If I find mine first, then you are with me. I am your shliach. Shlichus works by carbon pesa kotshim. Good? Good. Now, there's another Mishnah. And that other Mishnah is found on Daf Peches. And that's a Mishnah by an Eved and a Rav to go ahead and check an animal. Good. Now, say what's Peches in English? 88. So there's a Mishnah on page 98. There's a Mishnah on page 88. Which one does the Gemara cite to establish that there's shlichus by kachim? The Mishnah in 98. In other words, the
second.
Latter Mishnah. The second Mishnah.
Is that the Gemara's like written? It's like, oh, like this comes first, this comes. Like, was the Mishnah come before the other Mishnah, like that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we say lekamon, leel. Yeah, there's an order. There's a Seder HaDvarim. So, let's go. Now let's get into Tysus. With that little bit of information. But once it was written down, you'll see where I'm going with this. Give me. Let's see where I'm going. Oh, patience. V'dilma shani hasin disay shutzos begavayim. Perish. Aval l'shav ye shliach hecha deleka shutzos minale. The ein lomar. Now, my Rebbe, Rav Parnas Shlita. Am I not reading? What? I'm gonna start again. Stay with me. Please look inside the text. Post the Dilma Shani Hasan Disley Shutfus Begabaya. Perish. Avalashabi Shliach Heka Deleka Shutfus Minole. So maybe this case of what? What's this case over here we're talking about? Everyone on one carbon Pesach. Maybe that's only a case of Shutfus, not a case of Shlichus. Now, fill in the gaps. What are the two ways the Gemara could have gone right now? The Gemara says, you can't tell me that that's a case of shlichus because that's a case of shutfus. Therefore, what? Therefore, one possibility is I need another source for pure shlichus. Or there is no shlichus by kachim. Rather, the only time you can do kachim on behalf of someone else is if you have a shutfus. And there is no shlichus by kachim. Tosa says, you must learn which way. It must be the Gemara forced to say there's got to be shlichus somewhere. There's got to be shlichus. Why are we forced to say there's got to be shlichus? Because I have a Mishnah that I cannot learn any other way but shlichus. What is that Mishnah? So he says, the Ein Lomar. Now, my Rebbe always, when there was an Ein Lomar in a Taisus, he always used to read it, and I missed my opportunity now. I should have done it, but I didn't. He said, the Yesh Lomar. Because what is an Ein Lomar? An Ein Lomar was, there is an alternative. I don't think you should take that alternative. But there is an alternative. Because the Yesh Lomar is, the Ein Achanami. Hecha deleka lo shutfus, b'gavayo lo matzi shavi shliach. And that, says Tosis, an alternative you could have gone, a route that you could have gone down, you can't go down that route. Why not? Because I have a Mishnah. Tatznan b'perek ha'isha. What page? 88. Page 88. Harei she'ama lo rabo. Say v'shachot alai ha'pesach. V'shachach ma'ama lo rabo. Gedi otle. Yikach gedi. V'tle. Take both. V'yomer. Im gedi amali rabi. Tle sheli. Ugdi shelo. V'im tle amali rabi. Gedi sheli v'tle shelo. And Satosa says the Gemara had in its back pocket this din of this Mishnah in Psachim. And that Mishnah Pesachim I had in my back pocket. It's in my back pocket. And what does that Mishnah Pesachim say? What is it announcing? Is there shlichus in kachim?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And is there shlichus in kachim when there's no shutfus?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Why?
Because
what?
Because
that case, by me bringing a din, him bringing a tle, indicates that we're not what? We're not partners. And when I bring a tle for him, I bring him a toras. Great. Great. Gevalt. Gevalt. Great. I'm opening up to the Maharsha. The Maharsha is a running commentary on Gemara Rashi Tosis.
Is he after the
Ron? He's before the Ron. He's after the Rush. Just a second. Maharsha.
I know, I'm
saying Maharsha. Says the Maharsha. Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph Taisus. He says, Ksat Kashe. Ksat Kashe. Rabosai, I'm going to ask a simple question. If I were to ask you, is there any source, any Mishnah that indicates there is shlichus by kachim? What are you going to cite to if you're like Ravina and Ravashi? What?
I mean,
98. The Gemara cites 98. What was 98? Chabura. She'avar HaKorba. Tosa says, I have a different source for shlichus by Pesachim. What is that? Page 88. Says the Maharsha. Ksas Koshe. Amai lo maisi la'el hachmas nisin. Sharehi mugdemes beperek ha'isha. Umefurish ba afilu bedales bei shutfus. Mefurish ba bedales bei shutfus. V'hach de maisi la'el hiperek mishahaya. V'inu mefurish ba ela be'is bei shutfus. V'dok. Maharsha asks a kasha, which he doesn't give an answer to. If I were to ask you, how many Mishnayos suggest shlichus by Karban Pesach? Two. 88 and 98. Which one does the Gemara cite? 98. Which one does the Tosis cite? 88.
Where's the Gemara say 88?
The Gemara says 88 on Mem Alpha Beis towards the top of the page. I'm sorry, 98. It says, Sheken Yeshu Bevach Shava. Okay, so that's the din of shlichus. So Gemara cites that Mishnah for shlichus. It does not cite the Mishnah that Tosa cites for shlichus. And the Maharsha wants to know why not. And in fact, which one, which Mishnah A is first? 88, so cite that one because it's first. B, which one is a stronger expression of shlichus b'li shutfus? 88 is a stronger expression of shlichus b'li shutfus. Because the case of the chabura, sh'avat pischo, they were shutfin. If you want the purest case of shlichus, cite to what? Cite to 88. Cite to 88. Cite to 88. That is the kasha of the Maharsha. It's a good kasha. What's the answer? So the answer is, I think, is based on a Rashash. Who's the Rashash? Rav Shimon Shkup is a good guess, but it's wrong. Who was Rav Shimon Shkup? Rav Shimon Shkup was the great, great, great Rosh Yeshiva in the yeshiva in Grodno. And Rav Shimon Shkup actually was a Rosh Yeshiva, was a Rebbe in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzhak Elchanan.
He
theological seminary for about 10 months, for about 1 year.
And
they went back to Europe. He was actually convinced to go back to Europe, and he went back to Europe. But he was a Rebbe in Yeshiva University for 1 year. That is not who the Rosh Hashanah was. What? Is that right? I don't think so. Who is the Rosh Hashanah? I know who the Rosh Hashanah is, but I'm not remembering his name right now. But the Rosh Hashanah was whatever. There's one Achron that appears in every single Masechet and Shas. And that is the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is published in every single Masechet and Shas. And one of the reasons was the Rosh Hashanah was a huge Talmid Chacham, brilliant, Rav Shimon. Right. And was also a businessman. And he actually was the one who financed the publication of the Vilna Shas. And once he financed it, he also made sure his Chidushim got into the back. So that was the deal. But a tremendous goon. And the Rosh Hashanah has the following comment. Is that Mishnah on page 88 really a reflection of Shlichus? Is it a reflection of Shlichus? Who says it's a reflection of Shlichus? We're talking about HaOmer LeAvdo. And if you're talking about HaOmer LeAvdo, so maybe it's not a reflection of Shlichus. It's just Yada Rechta. You don't even need to come to Shlichus. It's even greater than Shlichus, but it doesn't prove Shlichus. So comes along the Rosh Hashanah. L'chori yeshom shani eved di yodo kiyad rabo. Kedamrin v'bav metziyat tzari v'av. Afilu po'al amrin an sham di yodo kiyad abal ba'ez. V'odiv mishliach. It's even greater than shliach. And therefore says me, ask the Rosh Hashanah on Tosis, you can't bring a raya for shlichus from what? From bav metziyat daf 88, because bav metziyat daf 88, who says that shlichus? Maybe that's a different din, an even stronger din of Yad Eved Ki Yad Rav. It's a kash on tais. It's a bomb kash. I will repeat it, because you asked nicely. Rega! So comes on the Rosh Hashanah and says, how can Tosfos want to prove that there must be shlichus below shlichus? From where? From the case of HaOmer LeAvdo, Shechta Glik Ditef Lagat, so I did one and he gets the other. How can you go ahead and make that tsustel after all? That's not necessarily a case of shlichus. That's a case of yad evet yad rabo, which is even stronger than shlichus. And who says shlichus works? That works. When I say it's even stronger, means it needs less to accomplish, because an evet rav relationship is tighter than a shlich meshalach relationship. So he could do it. Who says shlichus of a stranger will work? And therefore, hadra kushila dufa, Tosis has no raya, no indication why you must say that there is shlichus by kachim. Ah, but now I have an answer to the Marsha. So I got a kash on Tosis, but I got an answer to the Marsha. Why did the Gemara bring the case of a chabura? They were the guys together in Avad Pisco, the carbon was lost. Why didn't it bring the case of? Why did it bring 98, not 88? The answer is because 88 is not compelling. It's not compelling because maybe the Gemara understood that 88 is what? Is Yad Evet Kiyad Rabba. It's not a din of Shlichus. The Gemara wants to bring a slam dunk case of Shlichus, and that's why it brings the case of Chabur. So I helped myself a little bit. Because the Marsha asked the Kasha on the Gemara. The Rosh Hashanah asked the Kasha on Tosis. But the Rosh Hashanah is Kasha on Tosis. Maybe it's going to solve my Kasha, the Marsha, on the Gemara. But now I'm left with what? With a Kasha on Tosis. So, who comes to the rescue? Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger comes to the rescue to help us with Tosis. Ooh. What does Rabbi Akiva Eger say? Very, very nice Kiddush, which really rings true. Really rings true, at least to me. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, if I were to have, could someone tell me in English, what does Yad Evet Ki Yad Rabo mean? Well, what's the idea of Yad Evet Ki Yad Rabo? Not translation. What does it mean? Don't say shliach. It's not shliach. It's yad evet yad rabo. Yeah. Yeah. Stop saying shliach. Stop saying shliach. Don't say the word shliach.
That's if the master is there doing it.
Is yad eved ki yad rabo means that the yad of the eved is an extension of the master. It is a yada arichta. The eved is, I'll call it chattel, and it's seen as the property of, like the chotzekilu of the adam. It's the extension, the yada arichta of the adam. Says the Rav Kivay, if an eved were to blow shofar, on behalf of the Adam, the Adam's in shul, the Eved's at home, there's no, or the Eved's, whatever, he blows a shofar, the Adam doesn't hear it. But the Adam, the Eved blew the shofar for the Adam. Would you tell me that the Adam is Yotze?
No.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. If the Eved took a lulav and shook it right in front of the Adam, right in front of him, would the Adam be Yotze? After all, Yad Eved ki Yad Rabo. If the Rabo took the shofar, he lulav in his hand, would he be Yotze?
No.
Yes. The Eved is Yad Eved ki Yad Rabo. Would the Adam be Yotze? The answer is ridiculous. Absolutely not. Comes along Rabbi Kivager and says, this principle of Yad Eved ki Yad Rabo is not a universal principle that you can apply haphazardly. It's a halacha in one domain of Torah and only one domain. And that is in Dine Mamas. In Choshen Mishpat, Yad Eved ki Yad Rabo. My Eved makes a kinyan, it's my kinyan. My Eved does, I lend my Eved with the para. Dine Mamas, I am with the para. She'ela b'bayla. But when it comes to mitzvos, the fact that my Eved did a mitzvah does not mean I get credit for the mitzvah. His netilas lulav is not my netilas lulav. Similarly, says Rav Kivager, his shchitas hakorban is not what? It's not my shchitas hakorban. So if the Gemara in Pesachim says that an Eved does shecht on behalf of his Adam, it's not working midin what? Midin yad Eved yad Rabo. It must be working midin shlichus. And now, with Rabbi Kivager's help, we have done what? We have solved taisus. So either way, in other words, you understand why the Gemara did not want to use yad Eved, did not want to use the Eved case, not because it's a yad Eved yad Rabo case. It's because it could be misunderstood as a Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo case, and therefore it went to the cleaner case of Chaburus Avet Pisco. Now watch this. There's a Machane Ephraim. I didn't give it to you on the Mar Makomos, I just put it as a little note, number 9, as a placeholder for me. And the Machane Ephraim has the following shayla, very interesting shayla. Tell me what you think. I have a worker in my house. I just put up did some work in the house. It has this like porch situation going. And I said, ooh, the porch, a roof. I need a fence. Otherwise, I'm violating an Isidoris. So I happen to have a Eved Kanani around. You don't like Eved Kanani? We'll call him a Poel. But the same Svara, Yad Poel Kiyad Rabo. And I tell my Poel, I tell my Eved Kanani, do me a favor, put up the fence. Put up the fence because there's a mitzvah of makeh. Now, when I put up the fence, do I make a bracha? The answer is yes. I make a bracha. It's a bracha. I'm putting up a makeh. It's a mitzvah. I tell my Eved to put up the makeh. The Machane Ephraim wants to know, will I make a bracha when I tell my Eved to put up the makeh? And he says, yes. You make a bracha, why? Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo. It's as if I'm doing it. And all the Achronim now write, wait, that's against Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Because what Rabbi Akiva just tell me? When do we supply Yad Avi Kiyad Rabo? When do we apply Yad Avi Kiyad Rabo? In Dine Mamadis. But not when it comes to mitzvahs. All of a sudden, the Machan Ephraim is saying, when it comes to mitzvah Makeh, you'll apply Yad Avi Kiyad Rabo and even make a bracha on the Maisa of my Eved. Comes along the Achron and say, you see over here, Machlek is Machan Ephraim and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I think very strongly that there's no doubt in my mind that Rabbi Akiva Eiger would agree to the Machan Ephraim. And he would say, yep, the Eved can put up the Makeh and you can make a bracha, even though we do not say Yad Eved Ki Yad Rab when it comes to mitzvahs. What is the pshat? Why do I think there's no contradiction? They agree, they can follow each other, even though this is a mitzvah. Yo! Paul Metzger.
I have a question.
Question? You don't wanna, I want to...
Ricky Baker said that only works that you only use the Ivan Carroll for getting on the...
He made it up, but it's logical. It's logical. Does it make sense to you that my Evid...
It is logical.
My Evid's going to put on tefillin, and his arm is my arm? It's logical. It's a svara. It's a svara. It's a good svara. He can build stuff for me to say I'm going to get a mitzvah for it. I can make a bracha. What's the logic? What's the split? Could someone make a nice, clean, lumdisha split? Avram Meth.
There is an angle by the fence to have the fence, not to actually build it.
Correct. Correct. In other words, when it comes to makeh, what is the nature of mitzvahs makeh? Is it to build a fence, or is it to have a fence? It's to have a fence, to see to it that a fence is built. So when my Eved builds the fence, who's mitzvah? Who's doing the mitzvah? I'm doing the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is not the asiya, the knocking in the wood, knocking in the nails. The mitzvah is to see to it that there is a fence. For example, let's say there was a fence already. Let's say, Freddy, stop with the chetz. Let's say there was a fence. Let's say there was a fence. Would I have to knock it down and put it up again? No, because it's already there. There's no need to put it up. There'll be, so in that case, even Rabbi Akiva Eiger would say that it's I'm doing the mitzvah. It's not the Eved that is doing the mitzvah. And I think that would be a nice, good shot. I just want to finish. Stop. I'm not. One second. Okay, Rabosai, that's the first half of Tosis. That's the first half of Tosis. Binyamin, I am. I will be able to go into Shabbos okay. I'm making a comeback. I just want to finish up Tosis because I feel like I want to finish up so we can start fresh on Sunday, Bez Hashem. V'im Tomar, let's finish up the Tosis. V'im Tomar. Amai lo dochi la'el nami dahid rabbi shimon korcha mayri the islay shutvas begaveka the amar hacha. So why then, if you're talking about this case of, for example, chabura, whatever, there's a shutvas there too. So why by rabbi shimon korcha do we not ask the kasha of shutvas? We could ask the same as the kasha we asked by rabbi Yonason. Why don't we ask over there by Yeshomer? Rabbi Yonason the Mapik may high crowd the choice of Yotzim Pesach Echad the Kasavah Kills Plachim Loma Akva in Cain high the Kamer Echad Shalom the Kula Mairi the Israel Shutz Begave the Bahaki Kra Mairi of Rabbi Yeshuvin Kocha the Omar the choice of Ein Yotzim Pesach Echad the Pisha Tzarkol Echad Yochal Kazayis in Cain high the Shach the Oso Kol Kala Das Yisrael wrote some of the Echad Shokhe Pesachim Harbe the Michal Pesach Lekal Kol Echad Kazayis in Cain Mapik Shapir the Hekad the Lekal Shutvus the Matzi Shachim. In other words, says Rabbi Yonah the Tosis, very brilliant Tosis. And what's even more brilliant about Tosis is you see the brilliance of Rashi. Because Rashi already hints to this whole thing that's going on in Tosis. The top Rashi says, according to Rav Yonasan, everyone can be Yotzei Be'er Pesach Echa. Now Rashi gives me some extra information. What do I need to know? Here's a Chiddush. Everyone can be Yotzei Pesach Echa. What's underlying that Chiddush? What din is underlying that Chiddush? That Afa Pi She'en Bo Kezayis Kol Echa. Even though Gans Klaius on one animal is not going to have everyone a Kazayas, it's okay. Because Sabra Achilles Pesachim Loma Akva. You don't have to. Achilles Pesach is not ma'akev, ela zrikas dam l'chuda. The ikar mitzvah of Karban Pesach is the zrika, not the achila. By the way, that also makes the Karban Pesach, I'm going to suggest a little lishitasa, a little bit, not mukhrak, but in a little bit, that makes the Karban Pesach more and more Karban Sibur like. Because when it's a my carbon, then there's a chiyuv of achilas bayir. But when there is no, if it's a carbon sibur, there's no din of achilas bayir. But according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, what did he learn? How did he learn this drasha? He understood b'shachatu also that one person can shecht, not one animal, but one shochet can shecht for everyone, multiple animals. Multiple animals. Why multiple animals? Because he requires everyone to have a kezias, which indicates that it's a karban yachid. It's my karban, and I have to have the achilas baser. But that means that one shochet is doing how many animals? 20, 30 animals. Which means it's not what? It's not shutpus. It's rather shlichus. So we have a third machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha and Rav Yonah's son, which is not in the page, but it's in between the lines. Rashi pointed out, and Tosas did, that what? That you have to have Achilas Bailin, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, and according to Rav Yonah's son, is you do not need Achilas Bailin, and now the Sugya is lined up very, very beautifully in that sense. What?
I think it is Lishtasa.
I said it's Lishtasa.
Yeah, but he says it's not mukhra.
It's not mukhra, but it's pretty mukhra. It's pretty mukhra. Yeah. It looks good. Okay, men, I want to wish you a glorious and uplifting Shabbos Kodesh. And you should be zeicha to get some rest and get some learning done and come back on Sunday rejuvenated and re-energized.
No one needs to eat it.
According to Rav Yonah's son. Correct.
You don't even have to touch it.
Well, the Cohen might have to eat something, but yes. You don't need...